Epstein files include claim Trump sexually assaulted child then punched her. Donald Trump is alleged to have sexually assaulted a woman while she was a minor, according to a claim reported in the Epstein files. The unnamed woman claimed the U.S. president sexually assaulted her after being introduced by Jeffrey Epstein when she was aged between 13 and 15. The woman claimed, in the October 2019 interview, that she first met Trump in either New York or New Jersey. While Epstein was also present, she alleged Trump struck her after she bit him on the penis. The woman further claimed he pulled her hair and punched her on the side of her head. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt branded the allegations as completely baseless accusations, backed by zero credible evidence from a sadly disturbed woman who has an extensive criminal history. The total baselessness of these accusations, she said, is also supported by the obvious fact that Joe Biden's Department of Justice knew about them for 4 years and did nothing with them, because they knew President Trump did absolutely nothing wrong. As we have said countless times, President Trump has been totally exonerated by the release of the Epstein files. In the FBI summary of the interviews with investigators, known as an FBI 302, the woman claimed Trump did not like them from the get-go. He didn't like that I was a boy-girl. The report stated the unnamed woman meant the phrase boy-girl was a reference to being a tomboy. She did not recall the identity of anyone else who was there, but said they left when Trump allegedly asked them to. Trump struck, redacted, and sent words to the effect of, "Get this little bee the hell out of here." The report alleged, redacted, advised she bit Trump's penis because he disgusted her. The woman alleged that before Trump hit her, he mentioned something to the effect of, "Let me teach you how little girls are supposed to be." He then reportedly unzipped his trousers. Trump has strongly denied any accusations of wrongdoing and has claimed documents in the Epstein files have exonerated him. His handling of the release has been questioned by allies and by his Democratic rivals after he lashed out at Republicans pushing for the documents to be made public. His handling led some 52% of Americans to say they believe Trump was trying to cover up Epstein's crimes, while 30% said he is not. Trump has strongly denied this. The YouGov poll carried out last month found 91% of Democrats, 55% of independents, and 12% of Republicans said Trump is trying to cover up the crimes.